Josh Meltzer left the Roanoke Times in 2008 and is currently an assistant college professor of photojournalism in upstate New York. He worked with Beth Macy on her stories when she was at the Times and took pictures for Dope Sick, dealers, doctors, and the drug company that addicted America, those on the front line of the crisis.
Counselors, therapists, parents, law enforcement, community organizers, doctors, a nun who is a counselor, some of the faces of the people who are fighting this.
Black and white photographs employing vintage cameras with limited focal range that helps to direct the viewer's eyes, says Meltzer. It also meant he processed the film in dark rooms personally.
You know, these are the kind of people that end up being the heroes in her book, and it has a lot of heroes in it. And some of the heroes have suffered tremendously, loss of children, financial loss, or otherwise. It's a dark tale.
Meltzer, Macy, and several of those interviewed for Dope Sick appear at the Taubman Museum of Art for Portraits from the Front Line of the Opioid Epidemic at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Meltzer's photos will remain on exhibit until December 30th. Gene Marano, WFIR News.